You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Hi guys, it's the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Welcome back. It's good to see everybody. Everybody looks lovely. And you at home, you look lovely as well. I love that color on you. I've been waiting all season to tell you. We're talking about season two, the premiere, Things Unknown. The drama is back as always. Let's do some intros. I'm Jeffrey Masters.
Hi guys, I'm Jillian Leff.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie.
Good to see everybody.
Yay. Likewise, you guys look beautiful as always.
Oh, I missed you guys so much.
I know, and I miss these characters.
Ditto.
I love that a lot of shows come back and you're like, everyone is broken up. What happened over the summer? And yet everybody on this show seems to be coupled up.
Exactly.
That was a nice surprise.
It was.
I was afraid we'd go in and everyone just like... losing
always
it.
Done a whole new thing to learn about, a whole new thing to watch.
No, as soon as we sat down and watched the show today, I turned to Jeff and I said, I missed him.
I know. And it threw us right back into the action, the old saga of Callie has a hard life.
Yes.
These writers are not doing them any favors.
I feel so bad for her all the time, people. It's like, when is she going to get the break?
With her experience, she's probably going to have, like, the best college application.
Yeah. I hope she can make good grades coming in out of these schools, though.
Hashtag Jude's essay.
That's it, exactly.
Although, I have to say, so we finally saw Robert Quinn at the end of the episode. He looks like a very nice person who would be a very good father.
Yes.
There's, like,
I love
possibly
him.
A silver lining there.
He looks like he has money.
And he looks like our favorite person. Well, my favorite person. Not my favorite person, but... Chris Smith from Dawson's Creek.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry. I just haven't... What else has he been in? He's been in, like, a couple of other things, but...
He did the Final Destination movies, right?
Yeah. He did. And then I want to say he was on Bones?
Maybe. I don't know if our viewers would know Dawson's Creek, but if you haven't watched it, it's basically the same drama, except it's for our generation.
Yeah, it's the story of how Michelle Williams becomes an Oscar winner.
Yeah, basically.
I think that's, like, the gist.
Yeah, and how...
Kirk, what's his last name?
Kerr Smith.
Kerr. There's no T?
No, just Kerr.
Well, there should be a T. There absolutely should be.
Yeah, it's also about how Katie Holmes ended up marrying Tom Cruise and becoming a Scientologist. Mm-hmm. You know.
She sings some Les Mis in there.
And then Joshua Jackson won the Stanley Cup with the Mighty Ducks, playing with the Mighty Ducks.
Right.
So if you missed it, you don't need to see it. That's the gist. Back to the Fosters. Right. Okay. Robert Quinn, a lot of things happened in this episode. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like they were like drawing it out, like doing like a preamble for the season. Like a lot of shit was going down. Can I say that? Sorry, guys.
Well, there were so many things that were left open-ended in the finale. You know, we see so many things with so we're talking about Callie right now.
Yeah.
So obviously Jude gets adopted and Callie is really happy for him. But at the same time, we see in this episode that after all of this courtroom drama went down where her dad, Donald,
Donald,
actually met her when she was 6 months old and really has no parental rights. And at first Callie's like, I mean, I'm almost 18, so I don't want to deal with that. So how did you guys feel when she said that?
I thought that the issue would have been closed at
right.
that point.
Me too. And I feel like I would have been in her position as well. I would have said the same thing. Like, well, now there's just no point. I feel so grown at this, you know, at this time that it's just...
Yeah. Also, pointless. They haven't, like, dated her exactly, I believe, yet. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that she's in, like, the 16-year-old range.
Right.
And it's just a couple years.
Yeah, I would say 16, 17. But, I mean, I'm 25. She's lived... you know, 10 times over, more than me.
Oh my God,
right.
Yeah.
That girl's been through everything.
That sucks. And I did think that they were going to drop it. Also, though, I quickly thought that she was thinking about Brandon, but maybe she wasn't. Maybe she's just sick of this whole process.
You know what? I kind of am guessing, but I think that storyline of Brandon and Callie together is over.
I think
it might be. Oh my god, fans.
Well, I do, now that, after this episode.
Mm-hmm. And I really liked their relationship in this episode because it was very platonic.
It was.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And it wasn't too much, because before we would see Brandon constantly with his googly eyes towards her. And this time it was like maybe once or twice he kind of was just looking at her, but it was already done and over with, especially because he has to deal with his hand right now.
Yeah.
I feel so awful because I feel like all of the Brawley fans are going to be completely heartbroken, and I don't think it's over.
You don't.
Until, no, because Brandon does not have a love interest, and I think he is getting one on this second season. I don't know if it's going to be in the first half of the season or the second half, because as we know, ABC Family has been splitting them up. I don't think it's over because he has not been given the opportunity to move on. Yes, he's sort of shifting his focus to something else, but remember, he's a teenage boy.
No, that's exactly it. He hasn't been able to move on for anything. Mm-hmm. He's just stuck. This is all building up right now. That sucks.
Right. I agree that will be like the defining factor of like the love interest. I think that, I forget her name. It has an A in it somewhere. There's a vowel.
Okay, yeah. Vanna, tell us.
They did cast an actress to be his love interest.
Then that's what I heard.
Yeah. I mean, tell us, fans, like if you are expecting Brawley to continue, perhaps. I don't know. I've never liked that storyline. Only because it made me uncomfortable.
It's probably that girl that was
It's not
the shorts.
Caitlin. It's not. No, it's not the dancer. As what online tells us.
Oh, he's probably going to start dating Danny.
Oh, that's it. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
No. Oh, she's moving in with Brandon, not Danny Nucci.
Yes.
You're exactly right.
That's exactly what it is.
So did we leave season one with Callie and Wyatt together?
Yes. They kissed.
They kissed on the port, and then Wyatt had to make sure that she really liked him and that she didn't like Brandon anymore, even though he still isn't over it, because you could tell this episode.
Was it? I don't know. Because I can tell his hair is a little darker. We always talk about the characters' hairs. I want to bring that up. They seem very solid.
They do, because he's so good at making out.
Making out.
Making
out. He looks like he was good at making out.
He's so good at making out, and he's so good at, like, taking the situation or, like, deriving it somewhere else. You know, he steers it somewhere else, and he's like, don't think about Brandon, please. But he's still worried about it all the time.
I don't think Maya Mitchell looks a lot, not almost like a lot older, but she looks like more mature, like
she does.
Settled.
I actually wrote in the note, style evolution.
Yeah.
Because she sort of went from drab to fab. She was dressing in really loose-fitting clothes during the first season, kind of almost like a boy's wardrobe.
Exactly.
And now she's wearing, like, crop tops, and her her hair looks like it's been brushed.
Gasp. It's almost like now that she has parents, two moms, like they're taking her out shopping, like finding clothes.
And now that they're more comfortable, and to be perfectly honest, the fact that Jude's adopted really makes it even more official for her, because at least now that one of them has stability. So it's not.
I just, for that storyline, I would really love for Callie to have a makeover sequence, like the Vogue style closet.
Oh, sure.
I just think like a collage.
I was thinking more like Clueless, but I'll go with that.
I'll take that too. Yeah. Definitely, yes. Before we carry on, I think speaking of wardrobe, making over bodies, we have a book that Harry Minos did.
That'll help everyone.
Yeah,
The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness.
This is The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. I've started to read it, and I love the book because it lays Maria's plan out perfectly. I mean, we've all seen Maria in person. She has a banging bod, and this book tells you exactly how to get it, how she lost 40 pounds and kept it off.
And how you don't lose your mind while doing it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
There's a picture of pizza in the book.
Yeah, pizza and beer. Maria loves pizza and beer, and she'll tell you when to eat it and how much to eat it.
They're not old enough for beer yet.
Okay,
that's a good point. That's a great point. Thanks, Phil.
If you're 21 years old and you can drink beer.
We're talking about root beer. Relax, everybody.
All right,
there we go. Exactly.
But yeah, you guys can pick up Maria's book wherever books are sold, Amazon.com. It made it on the New York Times bestseller list, so this is something that you definitely want to check
Amazing.
Out. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Maria. We'll see you later.
Now, I already have abs like that, so I'm going to skip it.
Okay.
But I'll get the third book.
Hey, Jeff ain't lying. He's got a nice body.
Let's just take it off.
All right.
Everybody, just kidding.
Next episode, please. There you go.
Okay, so Brandon, we get the facts that he has like 90 to 95% like finger function.
Yes.
And he plays a piano and it's not going as well as planned. I thought that I read that he was still doing music this season and even more of it, so perhaps like he'll pick up the guitar.
Yeah, well, and also meaning like changing.
Yeah, because
which makes
like,
it
that's
so
not
sad. But I feel like he didn't have enough time to practice. Physical therapy takes a long time. It takes like 6 months, almost to a year to like full recovery. Mm-hmm. He just has to be patient. That's what's so frustrating, because he's this young kid who can't comprehend it. And now he's like, I can't do it.
And he also just has so many things pent up emotionally that he just wants to feel sorry for himself.
I just slept with my dad's girlfriend. My hand doesn't work.
Tend to like have a lot of self-pity.
And I'm in love with my stepsister or my adopted sister.
It's just like there's so much self-loathing. And I mean, like, okay, we get it. You're a teenager. We get it. You're going through some stuff. Yes, you've been through a lot. A very traumatic experience.
In a very short amount of time.
Exactly. But give him some time. And I think that everything's going to fall into place. I mean, we saw a bunch of flashbacks this episode. So maybe...
Yeah, a lot of flashback heavy.
And I think that this was, like, probably one of the most flashback heavy episodes ever. Mm-hmm. Did you guys like the use of them? I thought it was effective.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Because not that I forgot what happened, but now it just filled in the blanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like that it started, like, I think, didn't season one right end with them, like, smashing the fingers on the car door?
Yes.
And that's how it began. I liked that. Just, like, throw us right back in.
Right.
But, no, so we're talking about him being a little, like, self-loathy. Do you think that's the writing or the acting or kind of, like, the interpretation, like, the mix of the two?
I think it's very... Honestly, it kind of reminds me very like Shakespeare, like a Hamlet that just has all these horrible things going on in his life that he's just this
doesn't
dramatic.
Know how to deal with
exactly.
It.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's...
Next episode, To Be or Not to Be, is definitely going to be.
I think a lot of it has to do with the writing. I mean, there's a lot of things working against him right now. I mean, look at what Danny said to him. Basically, I need you to keep this secret that we slept together from your dad because we're in love, and the last time you told him things, he went crazy.
Yeah, she's so good at the subtle blackmail.
I know. Especially with, like, she has, like, an innocent type face a little bit, so it's hard. I just really hope she doesn't try to say she's pregnant.
Oh.
I hate her, too. Hurricane.
So she's moving in with Danny Nucci.
Mm-hmm.
Who I can never remember his character name.
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah. Mike, thank you. Such a hard name. Danny and Danny are getting together. This show, I think, is so successful because they're so good at creating the situations that, like, the conflict is just, like, there inherently. They're not, like, forcing it. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, letting, like, the natural, you know, ness of the conflict come out. I think that's good. I was shocked that she's moving in. And it's like everything
I'm not shocked, but it's just annoying because, especially to have to hear Danny Nucci's character today say that, yeah, I'm in love with her. She's good for me. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's all a mental thing. So that's how much harder it's going to be to even get them not to be with each other or for him to understand that she's not good for you, sweetheart.
And going back to Brandon's brain, because right now he's thinking a million things, he feels like he is responsible for bringing them together. And for this whole thing, because he essentially set up Danny's heroic deed. You know what I mean? Like, he was the one that called her.
Oh.
She saved me, Brandon. What am I supposed to do? She saved me. And now, in his mind, he's freaking out because he's like,
I should have just called my mom.
Dad, I saved you. She just helped.
Right.
Right.
And then she banged me.
Yeah. Yes. We all remember
that. I'm just telling the truth.
Wait, that happened after she came back?
Yes.
Oh, God. Danny is crazy, like mentally unstable. Okay, so tell me this. Do you guys ever think that Brandon will come clean and tell that he slept with Danny?
Yes.
I just think that I don't know how the characters on the show will ever be able to get over that.
Especially...
Hold up. Brandon's not 18, right?
No. Oh, it's rape.
Well, there we go.
Well, that's how.
It's 17 to 21 where it's consensual.
Oh,
like, if they wanted, they could have it. He can't say he didn't want it.
And he drives, so he's 17.
Yeah.
Well,
or 16.
Or 16. He put it right on top, so...
Okay.
I'm saying?
No.
He made that happen. He didn't do nothing to stop it.
I mean, Terry Pohl is close to that judge.
Oh, my God. Could he cry rape? Could ABC Family do this?
I don't know if he could cry it, but I feel like the Terry Polo and Steph...
Oh, Terry will. And Steph
Lena
absolutely.
Could actually pull that with, like, a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. And you know they will.
Oh, so that's probably coming towards the middle to end the season.
I was happy about Steph and Lena's relationship this episode. I'm happy they didn't fight. I just want them to be happy more instead of having their issues. Like, they just need to be more of a team.
Yeah, and we actually have some Twitter followers and YouTube commenters that want us to focus a little bit more about Steph and Lena's relationship. And I think what's important to say to the audience out there is a lot of the drama is about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that Steph and Lena's relationship is important, but we also don't want to sort of glorify the normal.
Right.
So we're not going to talk about, you know, when they have a makeout scene every time,
right,
or when they're talking about something that's relatively normal, because they are a normal couple. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's, if
you just have to focus on the issue at hand.
Exactly. So if it deserves to be talked about, it is, and we're really excited.
If it's in the episode, we'll talk about it. Don't
exactly.
Worry.
Exactly. Yeah. So watch the whole episode through. We will definitely talk. We try to hit about it. We try to hit on everyone, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of them, Terry Polo, Steph, discovers that there was the conflict between Anna and Danny Nucci.
Mm. Which I knew she was going to figure out. And last season, I knew it that it was probably going to end up being Danny. But we
could he have killed her, though?
No, because he could have easily been in an argument with her and punched a wall.
Okay, that's true.
Oh.
But there was blood on it. Oh, because his own blood.
Yeah, because he's so frustrated. He's not going to, I mean, unless he was absolutely wasted, maybe, but I doubt it.
I just
feel like he could be in her face and then boom, right to the wall, like next to her.
That's true. If he like beat her up and or hurt her badly, she goes to the police and says,
yeah, well, I mean, she hasn't. I feel like she would have already, but she's been missing since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why she would have disappeared.
So Steph's like, oh no, what did Mike do?
Yeah, I'm like, did he kill her? Like, what happened
I don't
here?
So. Let's hope not. That'd be horrible.
I can't wait until she has the conversation with Lena about it, because...
Did you catch, too, that Lena is filling in as the principal?
Yes,
I did.
So do we think that she'll be up for that promotion?
I don't know, because she's pregnant.
Isn't that illegal, though, to not hire somebody because they're pregnant?
Oh, no. I'm assuming she wouldn't take the position because
she's going
on maternity leave.
Yeah,
eventually.
Oh, gotcha.
Because, I mean, why not take the position? Especially if it's, like, a higher pay, she might want to, considering that they have so many kids at the house.
They have 90.
The promotion.
I'm counting. 90 kids.
90. It'll be 91 with this baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can't have
got 91 problems and job ain't one.
But that's also, right. An interesting thing that Lena did bring up to the wrestling coach, which I'm just thinking about now. So she talked about how they can't afford the lease, and they've been making a lot of cuts.
Oh.
So is her job going to get cut? I that's like one thing
the last thing that we need to
have. Like the high admin job?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking in terms of...
She's vice principal, assistant principal. What if they don't need that vice or assistant principal?
Okay, but nobody is a stay-at-home parent at the moment. How do you do that with a baby? Everyone's in school. It kind of works out during the school day.
Maternity leave, but that's...
Yeah, but then they have to grow.
Temporary,
like, is that like
I know
nursing care? What do they call it?
Child care.
Or
a nanny.
Or sibling responsibilities.
Yeah.
Everyone's at school. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that turns
Mariana
out.
Will be in the age where she's going to be like, oh, you know, to have to help around the house as well.
I don't know. I just thought that the comment was a little bit more than just the dance team practicing in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a little bit too long of a kind of
right.
a scene.
I mean, well, they needed us to hear that to understand what's going to happen next.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I feel very curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope nothing happens. I hope she gets a promotion, if anything, and then whatever. But what happened to the principal? She left?
Yeah. I like that character. Oh, I'm thinking the police chief is the female.
I don't like that character because she's the one that got Callie in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You're right. In the stolen product placement. I mean, notebooks. Oh, my God. So much happened the last season.
And then she got in trouble for... Oh, and then she got Brandon in trouble and everybody in trouble for the drinking at the dance.
At the dance.
Oh, the dance. Mm-hmm. The dance.
And she doesn't like Callie. She's like, Callie's not sociable enough. Shut up.
She's that's not her personality. Leave her alone.
I know.
But speaking of the dance and dancing with Mariana, who loves a dovetail,
right.
She's blonde.
An ethnicity issue, identity crisis.
Okay, you're Latina, go.
Speak.
Okay,
speak on this.
Ready?
Speak, go ahead.
As all of you see, I look really white. Caucasian?
Is that, liar, Jennifer
what's,
Lopez.
What's politically correct? Well, maybe just because my hair is in this bun right now. But when I was in high school, I remember I had an issue with all the Latin girls because they would talk, but I speak Spanish fluently, and they would talk, and I understand you, like, you know? And so I wasn't really accepted from all the white kids. I was Colombian. All the Mexican kids, I was white. And every other ethnicity, I was white. And I was like, what am I? I don't know. So right now Mariana wants to be blonde because she wanted to be on the dance team and because she heard the little affirmative action comment.
And so she wanted to prove them wrong.
Right.
Because obviously...
No, not even prove them wrong, but just she wanted to fit in more. and not have that be an issue.
Oh, I thought it was more like
because she
dyed
said
her
that
hair.
They just had to let her in. They had to let her on the dance team because she's Latin,
right? And in my
they
mind,
they need to fill a quota.
They need to fill. OMG, this is high school. Relax.
In my mind, though, Mariana thought that she wasn't as Latin and she wasn't filling that quota when she's like a blonde girl.
No, she was feeling Latin. She's like, dang, they just talked mad crap about me right now. I'm gonna dye my hair blonde, feel more confident, and be accepted on the dance team.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
girls,
that's sad.
It is.
Don't dye your hair blonde.
I did.
I'm gonna go. Hey, viewers, I'm gonna go lighter, and then don't.
And then we'll take a poll.
And then let me know, okay?
Every episode, Jillian's gonna get darker and darker.
No, let's be sister twins.
Sister twins?
Okay, yeah, you guys used to be twins, but I don't like that anymore. I'm jealous.
Okay, can you sit over there, please? go now. So I think Mariana is due for a love interest as well. Zach did not make an appearance.
I know.
Sadsies. He's with his sick mom.
Oh.
Remember? Did she officially Alzheimer's? Then it was getting really bad.
Okay, but did Jesus and Emma end season one together?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I feel like they just, like, agreed upon. Like, it was like, okay, we like each other. And then now they're officially dating. Over time, they made it official.
So many, like, strong relationships. Like, of supporting, like, couples.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they were like, we don't kiss at practice. Stop it. It's fine.
No, she was like, she was a little cutie when she said that. Because she has to, that's, you know, game time.
She's like that alpha dog, and he just, like, listens. I'm shocked by that guy.
No, you know what I like, though? He has been giving her some looks like, oh, I like her. Like, he's starting to like her more and more because she's doing these little things that are subtle. And he's like, oh, she's cool. I don't mind. I make myself happy. At the same time, it's kind of corny. I'm like, shut up.
And hopefully we'll have Amanda on this season because she does have... She's recurring throughout the entire season.
What's today? June 16th. She had a birthday on June 7th. Happy belated.
Happy belated, Amanda. Woo!
Ditto.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get her on. And then also, you know, hopefully more guests to come.
Totally.
But...
It's amazing, like, the good influence she is on Jesus, though. All the studying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you just got yourself a free tutor, Jesus.
I know. Mm-hmm. And some.
And some.
And some Jesus time.
Oh, Jesus time. Hashtag Jesus time.
That's too funny.
I know. Lots of couples. Oh, my God. We're blazing through the couples. Mm-hmm. Wyatt checked his hair off the list. Daphne made an appearance. We got a lot of, like, co-star guest
stars.
I'm
so happy that Daphne's on the show.
I'm so happy that Callie and her work together because that means that hopefully we're going to see a lot more of them.
Oh, absolutely. Together. Because she's, like, officially... And, you know, your co-workers are, like, your friends of every day. You know? You see them the most. They're your second family.
Oh, so cute.
Like us?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe we'll find out if she gets
her
daughter
anchor?
Back.
Are we your anchor?
I tweeted that. Retweet
oh,
me,
Daphne's
please.
Daughter.
Yeah, I hope we find out stuff about Daphne's daughter this season.
Well, I'm happy that Daphne was very, during this episode, there was no issue. She was just cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's doing what she has to do and she's just working on it. So I'm happy that she's not, like, upset about anything. She was there for Callie as a friend and that was awesome. And Wyatt and, you could tell that Wyatt and Daphne were comfortable around each other.
Yeah.
So
and they're roommates,
they're
right?
Roomies.
That was awesome.
So the dynamic was really cool because I want to see that develop as well.
Mm-hmm. And remind me, did we see that Rosie O'Donnell will be back this season?
I feel like I saw her in something.
She might be back for an episode or two.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
What else?
I just love, like, the guest stars on the show. Like, the small roles.
Mm-hmm.
I think just they make it so good.
I still can't believe that Robert Quinn's Chris Smith. Like, what a fantastic choice in casting. They all look the same.
You?
What?
No, I don't know. I'm just, like, so, like, surprised how enamored you are by him.
Because I was obsessed with Dawson's Creek. Like, that was my show.
Whether
it was him, James Vanderbeek, Katie Holmes, or Joshua Jackson, I would have freaked out.
Okay. I guess I just, like, forgot how big that show was.
It was. Honestly... last year, I rewatched the entire 6 seasons, so it's like
God.
A refresh.
You're an animal. Okay, so tell me, what do you think about Jude's essay? Let's go around. I prepared a statement, actually.
Okay, go.
You are the anchor of my beach. I've been harboring this for a while to tell you.
Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you.
I thought it was so cute, and I thought it was even more adorable that he felt like he was lying when Callie wasn't there. Which was so cute.
That was.
And, you know, I think that we're really going to see Jude develop, like, so fast in this season because now he has his anchor. You know, mm-hmm. He has his home, and it's not like he's going to be going anywhere.
He's
going
to grow. He almost looked taller in this episode.
Oh, my God. Hayden.
These kids can't keep up.
he's going to be taller than me. We're going to have him in the studio, and it's going to be him and then me and Steph, like,
right?
Munchkin standing next to him.
Also, Connor will be back this season as well.
Yeah, I saw them in Instagram pic. They in the rap party, him and Connor. So he is, since he...
Disney?
Yeah, did you see it?
I love seeing them in the Instagram pictures.
You know why? Because, sorry, Hayden's mom, Michelle, she has the best Instagram.
Shout out to Michelle.
Shout out to Michelle.
I want to get Michelle on the show.
Oh my God. I would love to have Michelle.
I love seeing the Instagram pictures of them in their real lives, because like they're like so... They dress on the show like so wholesome, like normal, and yet they live in LA. So when they're like off camera, they're like so trendy.
I know, it's so funny.
I know, I'm a little bit jealous. I'm
I
not
feel
gonna lie.
It's weird. Like I feel like I know them because we follow them all on social media, so we're getting all the notifications. I'm like, oh my God,
so do I. All this, me too.
Sierra looks so cute today.
She does.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get my nails done at that place. Like,
also, we got a shout out to Bianca Santos. Mm-hmm. She has that new movie coming out with is it Vanessa Hudgens? I don't know. I keep seeing her name pop up.
Really? I don't know that. But that together sounds really funny and cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm interested.
Bianca Santos and Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah.
She was in some trailer last week, I saw.
Because I could just imagine that, like, being... I could just, like...
Commercial?
Kind of. Well, no, but just their personalities, because they're similar, I feel like,
right.
The two of them.
They could even play, like, sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
We'll see. What else happened? Oh, so we find out that Vico got 2 years probation, and he's going to military school, but that's it.
Yeah. What does that mean, probation? Like volunteer work? Like checking with
an officer? No, like if anything happens, then he does. It does.
Oh, and that's it. Yeah,
right.
That's nothing.
And then military school. That sucks. And he's completely fine with it because he really was pissed. He wanted the wrestling, and Brandon ruined that for him. So
yeah.
That is such a vicious, like, act, though. Like the.
A vengeance? I know. Like,
just like slamming someone's hand in the car door. I don't know. I
especially
like,
because you're physically hurting somebody.
Yeah,
that's on a different
repeatedly.
Level. Like, fallback guy.
And it's not like out of anger, like where you like throw a punch or like do a headbutt. You know,
no,
we've all
it's
done
like
that
let me throw
bar.
A punch, a kick, and then slam your hands.
Yeah,
Denzel,
repeatedly.
Sorry.
I don't know. Send them to prison.
I right, hope they're lucky the I didn't go to school there. I would have jumped him too.
I hope that's the last we see of him.
Me too.
We'll see.
I think did we talk about everything?
I think we did cover it all.
Almost, jeez. Except for did we see Callie's little half-sister? Finally, that was the first time that we got to see her. And it's so funny because the second that you see them together, you're like, absolutely.
They look so much alike.
And the look on Robert Quinn's face when he looked back and she was cleaning the tables, that was nuts. And I love that he did that on his own first because they said they had identified him or they found him and they let him know and then, yeah.
I think that's a great segue to predictions too.
Yes.
Because I know we all have like things to think about concerning Kurt.
Predictions.
Kerr. Robert Quinn.
Robert Quinn.
Totally. So the sister, my prediction watching the preview was that he will want to take Callie into their family and like adopt her, make her one
so.
Of his own.
I think so, especially with the look of on his face. I feel like maybe they told him and he's like, no way, went over there and then it just blew his mind to see her.
Yeah. And how
he was so awkward and look at the tip that he gave her like instantly. That was guilt. That's like, oh my God,
yeah.
Who took care of you? You were in foster care. Let me give you a tip.
And also people treated her so horribly through her whole life. Even the woman who like locked her up because in case she escapes.
How sad was that?
That was so bizarre.
That was so sad.
How can she not say, wow, there's somebody who is acting like they care about me and is biologically my father. How could I like say, no, I don't want to live with you?
Yeah.
I know, but what I'm really sad about is Jude's jealousy for the half-sister. He's going to feel like that's...
She'll be okay.
Him. Will he be okay?
Oh. Yeah, he'll be fine.
Especially if she starts to live with them. That's okay. Not fair.
Okay, I know that this is like my least favorite storyline because it's not... Because it makes me uncomfortable, not because it's not interesting of the Brawley, but if she moves in...
I know, exactly.
...with the father, Brawley's back in action.
That's weird.
I know.
Okay, so,
what do y'all think's gonna happen?
Jude hooked up his brother and his sister. Literally.
Oh.
I am excited to see more about the baby on its way because Lena has only showed her cravings this episode. I'm also really excited to see how creative the camera people get with covering Sherry Somm's belly.
Well, I've already seen it this episode. All of her angles and behind, it's always like a shadow. She's almost directly behind Steph when she walks by and then everyone's
jackets.
In front of, yep, open jackets.
Sherry Somm did an interview too where she said at one point like a kayak is like hiding her stomach.
That's what I'm saying, that the Cosby Show, that there's an episode where just a big bear is in a scene just to cover a pregnant
woman. I don't know if you guys watched Scandal, but at one point they've done so many unbelievable like things. Like she stands behind a lamp during the whole scene and like the lampshade is covering her stomach.
It was like one of my favorite pastimes to count how many times they hid Kerry Washington's stomach, because it's basically known on the show that she has a killer body and they show it off whenever they can. So that was hilarious. But anyway, so I'm excited for the baby and I'm excited for some Steph Lena action. But I'm really focused on this Robert Quinn fellow, because he, again, the guilt in his eyes, those piercing eyes.
I'm excited to see what Robert Quinn says and then how Steph is going to blow up. She's about to go nuts right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steph is a bad ASS.
She really is.
She's about to go off. I'm excited to see that. All right, guys, where can we find you until next episode?
You can find me on Instagram at StephieG47 and on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, G-I-O-R-G-I. See ya.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff, on my Instagram at Jillie Leff, my website JillianLeff.com, and I also do another after show, Fargo, and the finale is tomorrow right here at 8:30.
Oh, my word. And I'm on social media as JeffMasters1. We'll see everybody next week. Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.